So once again, this Sunday, we celebrate the Ascension of the Lord. One day, the Lord told his disciples, "I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go." But we might ask, why would it be better for us that the Lord Jesus goes? Wouldn't it be better for us if he stayed on earth the way he was with us over 2,000 years ago? Well, it is good that he goes back to the Father so that he can present to the Father the fruits of all that he accomplished for us on earth. In that encounter between the Son and the Father, after the Ascension, the Son shows his Father the marks of the nails in his hands and in his side and his feet, and says to him, to the Father, "Father, see, I became the sacrifice that was needed for men and women to be set free from death. Deliver them, I ask you, from the power of the evil one. Have mercy on them. By the power of these wounds, the wounds of your Son, who suffered for love of them." Such is the encounter that we celebrate today. That encounter between the Father and the Son. An encounter that we needed for our salvation. There is a time during Mass when the Son, Jesus, is raised by the hands of the priest and presented to the Father. At one point, the priest raises the paten with the body of Christ and the chalice with the blood of Christ and literally shows them to the Father, saying, "Through him," and that is, through Jesus, your Son, who is on this paten and on this chalice, and with him and in him, "O God, Almighty Father, all glory and honor is yours now and forever." Something to pay attention to: the Feast of the Ascension. This feast, brothers and sisters, should move us to great confidence and trust. Now Jesus goes up back to the Father to bring the Father the fruits of his work on earth: a body wounded by love so that we could be set free from sin. In the Lord Jesus, we have a great intercessor in heaven, as the book of Hebrews says. Therefore, he is always able to save those who approach the Father through him, since he lives forever to make intercession for them. Jesus will always plead to the Father for us. And whatever we ask the Father in his name, Jesus promised, the Father will give us. "Ask and you will receive," he said, so that your joy may be complete.